You're with Bongani Bingwa.
7:02 weekday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m.
All right, we're of course still celebrating the class of 2021. Mohammed Kasim joins us now, 18 years old, goes to St. David's Marist in Inanda. You walked away with 10 distinctions. You are their Ducks Scholar, their highest achiever. Congratulations, Mohammed.
Thank you so much.
And how are you feeling?
I am really, really excited. I'm still in shock.
Hey, just explain to me. I think the most I ever did I whisper it almost? I got 2 in matric. What does it take to get 10?
I think for me personally, it was really a challenge in terms of the workload, but I think it was the support systems and, you know, the access to the great teachers, my parents helping me, and really all of my friends who were there for me as well, that really allowed me to get the 10, to be honest.
And of course, it's important not just to achieve academically, as impressive as that is, but to also sort of be an all-rounder in terms of your achievement throughout high school. Mohammed, what are your plans? What do you do with 10 distinctions? You could be anything you want to be.
So I'm really interested in computer and electrical engineering, or just engineering in general. I think I have a real interest in, you know, at some point down the line, looking towards sustainable energy generation or medical nanotechnology. And those things are really, I don't know, I've always found them quite interesting. And just being able to help people through doing those things, I think would be what I want to do in the future.
Congratulations, and I think that future is going to be a very bright one. Mohammed Kasim, 18 years old, 10 distinctions. KG, how many did you have in matric? Let's not go there. Joshua Dacre also goes to St. David's Marist in Inanda. 8 distinctions you got, Joshua. And now I'm told you want to do chemical engineering at Stellenbosch.
Yeah, that's the plan at the moment. So I'm hoping I can do that. I think it'll be an amazing opportunity, and I'm really excited for if I can go ahead with that.
What was the toughest subject for you?
I can't look past AP Maths being extremely difficult. But also, weirdly enough, I thought English
really
was a really difficult subject this year. Yeah, it was probably the subject I struggled the most with. Numbers are usually my thing, so
yeah.
I must say, having to do English this year was a bit more difficult.
Listen, well done. 8 distinctions. That's really, really impressive. What does it take?
So
I mean, is it about focus? Is it that you've been consistently a top achiever for a very, very long time? What does it take to get this level of achievement?
Yeah, it takes a few things, I think. But for me personally, I can't speak for everyone, but I think for me personally, the thing I found that helped the most was taking control of my own emotions throughout it all. I get very stressed and very anxious very easily. So I think to do all this in matric, it required me to just stay grounded as a person, keep my stress levels to a minimum, and focus on myself. That's what I found throughout the whole year that helped me the most. I did things that I enjoyed, and it helped me stay focused in a year where I really, really needed it.
Congratulations, Joshua Dacre there. He and Mohammed Kasim, 18 distinctions between the two of them, 10 for Mohammed and 8 for Joshua. I think there's some tips there for the class of 2022. We thought we'd have some of those conversations around the time of the Whiz Quiz, because we know many parents and learners would be listening. So take some inspiration from that, and best of luck, class of 2022.